Well, good evening. We've just returned from a closed session. I'll ask our city attorney to report on that meeting.
There is no reportable action.
Very good. Thank you. We'll call our regular session to order, and we'll begin with a Pledge of Allegiance by Councilman Fonzie. Thank you. First item, we'll go ahead with a roll call, please.
Councilmember Fonzie?
Here.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Here.
Councilmember Kelly?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Moreno?
Here.
Mayor O'Malley?
Here.
All present.
Thank you. We have approval agenda, and I'm going to recommend we dispense and delete with items D and E, all council reports. I don't think we have much to report on this evening, and I'll go ahead and make the motion myself. I move we approve the agenda with the deletion of items D and E.
Second.
I have a second by Mayor Pro Tem Moreno. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Fonzie?
Yes.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Yes.
Councilmember Kelly?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Moreno?
Yes.
Mayor O'Malley?
Yes.
5-0, motion passes.
Thank you. We do not have any presentations. And we do have a consent calendar. Any member of the council wishing to pull a consent calendar item? Or a member of the public? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilman Kelly, seconded by Councilman Fonzie. Roll call, please.
And I will mention that Councilmember Sturdivant mentioned that he was not here for the March 24th meeting, so those minutes, number one, he's going to abstain from, but he'll vote on the consent, and I'll just mark him abstain. Just
understood.
So
you know.
May I? I had made a brief change to one of the minutes. Did that? And
I did not get that to Marcia. I apologize.
It was just on the minutes from the last meeting on the committee reports, and it's number three, and talking about SLOCOG and reporting on the LTF funds. And then it says their California Transportation Fund. I would just say, and the Caltrans, not there, because it's not SLOCOGS.
Okay, the Caltrans Transportation Plan?
2040, yeah.
I'll amend my motion to accept that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll amend a second.
Roll call, please.
Oops, I'm sorry. Okay, Councilmember Kelly?
Yes.
Councilmember Fonzie?
Yes.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Moreno?
Yes.
Mayor O'Malley?
Yes.
5-0, motion passes.
Thank you. Any updates from the city manager?
No updates.
Thank you. Next item is community forum, opportunity for any member of the public to speak on any item not on the agenda that's under our jurisdiction. Welcome.
Mr. Mayor, council members, my name is Dennis Lockridge. I live at 6500 San Anselmo Road. I've been a resident and property owner of Atascadero for 34 years. I sat on the planning commission for 6 of those years. I apologize I didn't stay actively involved. As an apology, goes out to you as citizens. I wish I had, and I hope I can stay a little more involved in the future. Tonight, what I would like to do is just ask that the council look at a conditional use permit that was approved by the Planning Commission last Tuesday night. It's a conditional use permit 2015-0287. I don't think that although it was an unanimous vote, and I know that everybody did their work, I don't think all the findings could be made. I think a little more lead time than a couple weeks and 3 minutes at the podium, I probably could have communicated some of my concerns a little more thoroughly. I would request that maybe I get one of you council members to appeal it to yourselves so that we can take a look at it with the police department, the fire department, and maybe somebody from the planning department. From Public Works to be there and address some of the concerns. A couple of things that just happened real briefly, is I asked a question as to it's a daycare, and what would happen if it went over the projected 14 that is illustrated in the conditional use permit. Staff did not answer that question. I asked that a photo be put up for the public to see. There was in the agenda package, there was a color photo of the intersection, Ardilla and San Anselmo, some of the uniqueness with that intersection. It was a color photo, and there were vehicles in the drive path. They couldn't produce it. Now, one of the commissioners waved to me a black and white sheet of paper that had some drawings on it. It wasn't the one that I couldn't see it from there, but it wasn't the one that I was wanting to get up on top of the board and so that everybody could see it. That bothered me. And then one of the commissioners that actually kind of understood what I was saying and kind of hinted that maybe it is a problem, that intersection, basically made the comment that, well, we have language in the condition permit process that would protect us if there was ever a problem, so I guess I could go along with the findings. So there is some uniqueness with that neighborhood. I think we are changing the character. I think that everything that the applicant wants to do can probably be mitigated with proper conditions or maybe a couple more conditions, but there are some unique situations there just based on the roads, the travels now, and some of the way the character of the neighborhood is progressively changing because of conditional use permits and whatever.
So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Any other member of the public wishing to come forward? Seeing that approach, we'll close public comment, bring it back to council, and I must say for our one speaker, you did a great job of covering a lot of ground in 3 minutes, so good work. I'm going to bring it back to our staff and maybe just a quick overview of the how an appeal would be. Can a member of the public make an appeal? How does it work for council? And just so we're clear on that.
Thank you. An appeal can be filed, and I think on this particular case, they have until May 5th by 5 p.m. That appeal could be filed then at the Community Development Department on the first floor. Or I think an appeal can be filed by any member of the City Council.
Thank you. Any member of the council have any questions or direction for staff?
Yes. What is the cost for a citizen to file an appeal?
I believe the cost is around $900. I don't have the exact amount, but if one of the members of the City Council felt it was compelled to file an appeal, it would be at no cost.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Fonzie.
Could you just give us a brief description of what this is? He gave us a CUP number, but it's hard to tell what it is from that.
Yeah, this was a child care facility for 14 children in a rural area. And the applicants came in. We evaluated all the aspects of it. We evaluated based on the findings. Staff was able to make those findings. The applicant made a presentation. Staff made the presentation. And the commission voted unanimously to approve the project in that area. We felt that the traffic warrants were sufficient for the area. And so we did receive some comments, and the same comments were made by this gentleman here. And so with that, the Planning Commission did deliberate. They took all the information and made a decision to approve the project.
Thank you. Any other council comments or questions? Okay. That concludes community forum, and we have no public hearings this evening. We have no management reports this evening. We've dispensed with committee reports and individual determinations. This is a rather unusual meeting because we had a strategic planning session last night, and we really do work way harder than this. But we happen to have a very light. We have this just for our public comment almost. But with that, we are adjourned.